It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast and floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma, soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. We are here to help you get the job done. Hey, it's that time of year when ladders across the country are coming out of hiding so you can get up on the roof and clean out anything that's behind, stuck behind in those gutters before the snow comes. And you know what? That means that the emergency rooms are going to get super busy because there's like 150,000 injuries from ladders every year. So we're going to give you some tips on how to use that ladder safely this hour.
Hey, here's a question for you. Have you checked your washing machine hoses lately?
Well, every day before I go to work.
I know, right? I bet you probably haven't even thought about them in a long time. But you have to keep in mind that rubber hoses, they can get dry, brittle, and then crack, sending all of that water that's meant to go into your machine everywhere else. And then it will keep on coming. We're going to tell you what you can do to prevent that hose breakdown in just a little bit.
Oh, I learned it the hard way, you know, and
did
I had a disastrous situation when I was in college. We were renting a house. I mean, 2 feet of water in the basement from a washer that just ran all day when the hoses broke. So I've learned a few things since then. We'll share them with you in just a bit. And if you haven't had time to get your caulking gun out yet, you might just better, because it's time to leak-proof windows and doors. There's actually something better than caulk that you can use to do just that. It's going to help you seal out the elements and cut down on those heating costs because, gosh, the fuel costs are so high this year already, and we need to save a few bucks. We're going to give you some tips to help you do just that.
And also this hour, we're giving away a prize that's both for you and your pet, dog or cat. That's right. It's an extreme weather pet door. It's worth $120, and it will make you and your furry friend super happy.
So pet lovers, pick up the phone right now and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Who's first?
Taking a call from John in New York about flooring. What can we do for you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, I got a little dilemma here. I'm going to be replacing a hardwood floor in a very small apartment in New York City. And I'm going crazy because half the world is telling me, or most of the world is telling me, a light hardwood floor would make it look bigger because it's very small, the place. And the other, but there's a few people, supposedly big shots, that say that's a fallacy and should get a very dark floor. So I'm a little jammed because this is like, you know, a very important decision, and I want the place to look as big as it can be. So what do I do?
Well, I think in addition to color of the floor, you should consider the direction in which you run the planks. You want them to run in the direction of the longest span of the room to make it feel as if it's larger.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it is a rectangle, okay.
Yeah, so you want to sort of help elongate it in any direction you can. So do that with the planking direction. And then I think as far as color, you know, you want to go with a neutral tone so that it works with whatever paint or whatever decorating style your renter or you or whomever is in the space would enjoy. I kind of recently have been very prone to dark floors only because I think they're super stylish. I think it's a modern take on a wood floor. And I think it really works with a lot of decorating styles. And you don't have to go super dark like an ebony or a wenge, but those are gorgeous tones to choose in a wood floor.
Really?
Okay. I mean, that's what I think, but, you know.
I've got two walls that are a little dark, and it looks great, but now I'm a little bit concerned about, but now you're talking me into going that way.
You know, as long as you keep trimming in the space that's in a light color, even like a white, that'll help draw the eye to all different corners and spaces of the room itself and sort of open it up.
Oh, so keep the trim lighter so you have the definitions all around.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, guys.
You're so welcome. Now we're taking a call from Pamela in Utah. Welcome to the Money Pit. What's going on in your home?
Hi. I appreciate your taking my call. I have an interesting problem. We bought a beautiful home that's quite a Shangri-La with a pool in the back and surrounded by wonderful trees. But when they built this home in the 60s, they put in a wall around the pool and the same stone in the partially in that wall and in the planter and on the front of the home and on a wall. So in about four different locations, we have a sandstone. It's white and against other black things.
Okay.
And the white seems to be peeling off in layers, like it's a sandstone. And if the sprinklers hit the front of the home and the planter wall, it's shearing off in little slabs. And eventually, I think we're going to lose the front of our home. I wondered if there is a product. And this is also a west-facing stone. Is there a product that I could put on the whole face of the stonework that would protect it against sprinklers and rain and wind and drying and freezing and peeling off?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is that those areas that you can control, for example, by redirecting sprinklers or putting in the appropriate designed heads, you should do that because the less water you put on this, the better. Secondly, you can put a masonry sealer on there. You want to make sure you use one that's vapor permeable. That means that it'll try to keep out the most moisture as it can, but any moisture that does get in will evaporate out. And those two things are probably about all you can do at this point.
Is there more than one product on the market that's a sealant?
Oh, there's lots and lots of sealers, but the point is you need to make sure you choose one that's vapor permeable, and I'll talk about that on the label, because otherwise what'll happen is it'll hold water in, and you could get additional spalling, which is the condition that you're describing.
And I'm worried that it would discolor or yellow over time. Do you know?
Not likely. It's a clear sealer, and usually it wears off before that happens. This is something that you're going to have to repeat from time to time as well.
Okay.
Very common to use it on chimneys where you have deteriorated mortar joints or chimneys that leak.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, thank you. I'll do my best to find something like that.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned into the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Well, this is the holiday season, and you might be overwhelmed with your shopping and your decorating and your preparing, but we can help you get your home in tip-top shape before all of those relatives keep on coming and ringing that bell. So give us a call now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, the 411 on a household accident that causes more than 150,000 emergency room visits every year. Learn how to prevent one of the most common causes of falls after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Soaring energy prices, brutal insurance rates, variable rate loans that go nowhere but up. These are very tough times for homeowners.
So we decided to do something about it.
That's right. We partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program to ease the squeeze on American homeowners.
And we're so sure that you're going to save tons of money using this unique membership that we're going to give you a month for free.
Not only that, we'll give you a pair of top-notch electronic tools from Zircon, the LaserBall 360, and the Stud Sensor I-60 just for becoming a member.
You will save money with your membership. We guarantee it.
Call 1-866-REAL-HOME. That's 1-866-REAL-HOME. It's a no-brainer.
But you're going to have to be one of our first 1,000 members, so call right now at 1-866-REAL-HOME.
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit aprilair.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler with some great holiday gift ideas for the do-it-yourselfer on your holiday shopping list.
You know, the Home Depot gift card is the perfect gift for just about anyone. It inspires recipients to start home projects, and 9 out of 10 homeowners already shop at the Home Depot. Gift cards are available from $5 to $5,000.
And how about this? Who wouldn't love to improve their shower experience? Moen's new Inspire shower heads are easy to install and come in 3, 5, and 7 different settings. Users can choose from relaxing and invigorating sprays as well as massage settings.
And make sure that dad's or mom's tools stay sharp with the WorkSharp 3000. Its innovative air-cooled dry sharpening system is fast, easy to use, and works every time, sharpening those woodworking and shop tools with precision repeatability.
And for the person in your life that loves to save a buck, and who doesn't, give them membership to the American Homeowners Association. Members receive discounts on hundreds of home-related products and services, and check this, they get 2 great tools from Zircon just for signing up for free.
For these great ideas and more, visit MoneyPit.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you never had to worry about running out of hot water? Do you want to pay less money to heat water for your home? How about this, a $300 credit on this year's taxes? All of those things can be yours with a Rheem tankless water heater.
A Rheem tankless water heater is backed up by more than 80 years of trusted quality and a reliable reputation, and provides as much hot water as you want when you want it. You can run the dishwasher, your washing machine, and shower at the same time and still have plenty of hot water left over. And Rheem tankless water heaters qualify for a $300 federal energy efficiency tax credit through the end of 2007. So if you're in the market for a new water heater and you never want to run out of hot water again, now is a great time to go tankless.
Plenty of hot water, energy efficiency, and a $300 tax credit. What more could you want? Relax, it's Rheem. Visit smarterhotwater.com to learn more. That's smarterhotwater.com.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, this is the time of year where we've got our heat cranking all across the country, or our air conditioning certainly on far less than usual. And we're seeing a big spike in our energy dollars because we are heating and cooling all across the country. But did you know that you can reduce your monthly energy bill by as much as 20% if you install proper insulation and air sealing techniques around your home? For example, if you've got a pet door, it could be causing a major draft. That's why we have got a great prize for you this hour. If you give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT and ask your question on the air, we will enter your name into the Money Pit Hard Hat, and you could win the Extreme Weather Pet Door. It's from the folks at PetSafe, and it's a unique 3-flap insulated door design that's going to keep you warm and still provide your pet access to the outside all the time without letting in all of that cool air or that cool air out. So regardless of what your heating or cooling is, this will keep it all indoors where it counts. It's worth $120, but you got to be in it to win it, so pick up the phone.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Okay, it's about that time of year, time to deck those halls with the holiday decorations. And if you're getting ready to decorate, no doubt you're about to get up on a ladder, maybe for the first time since you did this chore last year. So let me give you some tips. First of all, a 6-foot ladder plus an 8-foot ladder does not add up to a 14-foot ladder. And this is probably why that there are 150,000 trips to emergency rooms every year because of ladder injuries. It's a really dangerous tool to use if you're not very, very careful. So here's a couple of things. To stay safe, make sure your ladder has slip-resistant rungs and feet. Inspect it for cracked uprights, split rungs, or loose rivets. And when using an extension ladder, make sure the bottom is pulled out away from the wall by at least one quarter of the height that you need to work at. For example, if it is a 12-foot high ladder, you want to have it out at least 3 feet at the bottom, maybe 4 feet to be safe. And finally, never stand on the top rung. You know the one that says, do not stand above the step?
They mean it.
Don't do it of any ladder. And those tips will help keep you safe as you deck the halls this year. Have another tip about home improvement safety? Maybe you're about ready to pull that string of lights out and it just isn't coming on. We can help you out with that, too. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Robert in New Jersey is dealing with a dishwasher situation. What can we do for you?
I've had numerous service calls on a dishwasher, and I can't get rid of the little particles that come out after the rinse. They're always laying in there, and I don't know whether they're getting sucked up through the system, through the garbage disposal, or I changed water temperatures, I've changed detergents, I've run all kinds of cleaners through, and I still can't get rid of this problem.
That usually is caused by the dishwasher drain valve. It doesn't open, it gets stuck, and it leaves a lot of debris inside of it. There's a good website that will take you through step-by-step on how to diagnose this particular problem. It's called repairclinic.com. And then once you get to the end, they'll allow you to identify your model, your make and model, and order that part actually online. And you could probably replace this yourself, but it's probably the dishwasher drain valve that is not working.
Okay, that sounds good.
So it's nothing that's just going to change by changing soaps or water. It's just a mechanical breakdown of one of the valves.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks.
Time for Grout Talk with Carmella in Tennessee. What's going on?
We installed a ceramic tile in our kitchen a couple of years ago, and I picked a light gray. I mean, the tile is actually sort of like a brick, red brick color, and I think I picked the wrong gray color. I'd actually like it to be a couple shades darker, and I was just wondering if there's anything I could put on it to make it, you know, slightly darker.
I know about pigments that you can add to grout, but that's usually in its wet form. There are, Tom, is there a paint?
Well, I was thinking about concrete dyes. I'm wondering if you could add a dye to the grout, because it really is a masonry product or a mortar product. I'm wondering if you could add a dye to it and darken it up to get the color that you want. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a trial and error situation for sure. But there could be an opportunity there.
Concrete dyes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carmella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Rick in Utah's got a window question. What can we help you with?
I'm looking at finally biting the bullet and putting in new replacement windows in my 50-year-old home.
Okay.
And I tell you what, everybody's got a story on replacement windows. There are more things that people throw at you.
Oh, man, don't they?
I had less trouble picking out my wife than he was picking out the window.
I got to tell you, we get commercials to record from time to time, and it's very important to us that those commercials are honest. And we had a script once where it was from a window company, and it said, you'll save 50% on your energy dollars if you put in our windows. I called the salesman up, and I said, if you had no windows and now you have windows, maybe you'll save 50%. But other than that, I think that's a bit of an overstatement. So you're right. They do throw a lot of things at you. So let me give you some tips here. First of all, if you choose a window that's Energy Star rated, that's going to enable you to make an apples-to-apples comparison from window to window. If it's not Energy Star rated, I wouldn't even think about choosing it. Energy Star is a government-run program run by the Environmental Protection Agency. They set standards for energy efficiency for manufactured products. You can go to their website at energystar.gov and get some tips on that. That's the best way to make sure you're going apples-to-apples. These guys that come and promise you the moon, they probably can't deliver it.
Mm-hmm. And you also want to look at the NFRC, National Fenestration Rating Council. That's going to be another sticker on the window. Again, that'll help you do the same.
Well, I've been looking at triple pane windows versus double pane windows. Now there's a double pane window with a membrane in the middle, mm-hmm. and then they have argon filled, and then they have Krypton filled. So I was just looking at what your feelings on these are.
I can tell you that in the northern part of the country, you'll probably get a better return on investment from triple pane than if you live down in the south. So if you have some pretty hard winters there in Utah, you might want to consider the triple pane. If you lived farther south in the country, though, you probably wouldn't get the return on investment. Triple panes are generally more expensive mm-hmm. than double panes.
Well, what they do with the triple pane that I'm looking at is it covers occupies the same space as a double pane. So there's actually now less space between the middle pane and the outside panes.
Right, so but they are slightly more energy efficient, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm. And they'll offer better acoustics, but you might lose a bit of visibility.
Right. But again, go back to the basics. Look for windows that are ENERGY STAR rated. Use that as the standard between different manufacturers, and you can't go wrong.
Okay, and argon versus Krypton filled?
It depends. Both of those are adequate insulating gases, but there's other factors that apply here. There is the visible light transmittance, how much light gets through, how much UV gets through. There's a lot of things. So we can't just say go for argon over Krypton or Krypton over argon, because there are a lot of other factors. It's a system. All of these factors work together in a system. And so if you don't consider it as a whole, then you're not going to make the right decision. That's why you want to check the ratings from the National Fenestration Rating Council and the ratings from ENERGY STAR to determine whether or not the window is energy efficient, and then compare from those that pass those tests to make the decision on the actual window that you buy.
And definitely when you do decide, have those manufacturers or the installer come in and measure the windows themselves for the replacement. This way, if they make a mistake, they're responsible. And there are a lot of confusing places you do need to take measurements, so it's better to just have someone come in and do that for you.
I plan to do that. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Elvis.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Harold, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hello. I live in Colorado, and it's the wood-burning time of year. It's getting cold.
Okay.
I have a question about those commercially available fireplace cleaners. They look like logs. You can burn them, and they claim to clean your chimney.
Oh, to get rid of the creosote.
Yeah, very bad idea. They're extremely corrosive. Very, very corrosive. And just not a good idea. It's kind of like pressure washing the inside of your chimney, chemically speaking. And certain types of chimneys, it's more damaging than others, especially the metal chimneys. But you're always better off hiring a professional certified chimney sweep than using those chemical sticks. Just not a good idea. Not a great way to clean your chimney. You want to make sure you have it swept, though, about every quart of wood. So, of course, a quart of wood is a pile that's 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. So if you can sort of time it out that way, depending on how much wood you burn, you need to have it swept professionally.
Wow, I'm very glad I called, because it is a metal chimney. So.
Yeah, bad idea. Very, very corrosive, and could result in a very unsafe situation.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
More great home improvement advice coming up, including information about those water hoses that lead from your washing machine to the water line. Well, they can cause big trouble if they are not properly maintained. You're probably scratching your head right now thinking, I haven't even looked at those in 100 years.
And well, maintain them? Do I have to paint them? Do I have to caulk them? How do you maintain a water hose?
Well, we are going to tell you exactly what you need to look out for and what you can do to stop a disaster.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Get a $1,000 guarantee that the contractor you hire gets the job done right with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Wondering if it's time to replace your appliances? Well, if they're still avocado, the answer is probably yes.
Hey, that trend might come back around sometime
soon.
That's
right. Tom. That's right. Like bell-bottom jeans and fringe vests.
Hey, those never went anywhere.
Okay. Well, call us now with your home decorating question, because as you can see, we are ultimately qualified to help you out with that, with the background that we have. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Well, one of the questions about whether or not you should replace those avocado appliances is, are they leaking? And if it's a washer, that could very well be the case if you've not taken a look at those water hoses, because those water hoses will wear and tear, they'll crack, they'll check, they'll blister, and then they'll burst. And when that happens, it's ugly, because they'll just run and run and run and run. So how do you stop it? A couple of things. First of all, check them for the cracks or the blisters, and I know that you're not accustomed to looking behind the washer, but it is a good idea. Secondly, if you have to replace them, install steel braided hoses. Very inexpensive, but actually last a lot longer than just the plain rubber hoses. And thirdly, you could consider installing an automatic shutoff valve, which is a pretty cool device that actually senses an uncontrolled flow of water and will turn the valve off. And especially if your washer and dryer up on the second floor, that could save you from a major, major leak hassle. So make sure you take a look at those hoses and prevent yourself a real problem.
And I can bet you that while you were climbing behind your washing machine to take a look at those hoses, you probably had to push the dryer out of the way. So don't ignore the dryer. We want to make sure that you really do safely maintain your dryer as well, because dryer fires, they are far more common than you would think, and they are probably the easiest thing to avoid if you know what to do and how to maintain your dryer. Well, we have got some dryer safety tips for you in the next Money Pit e-newsletter. It comes every Friday to your inbox. It's totally free, but you have to sign up for it. We've got lots of valuable tips, ideas, information there. So go to moneypit.com now and sign up for your free e-newsletter today.
888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
Denise in Alaska. Welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm kind of pre-planning.
Okay.
Well, pre-planning with a post problem. I've had a sidewalk that looks like yuck for years because it's about 20 years old.
All right.
It's got big pit marks, you know, where the cement shavings kind of come up, you know, uh-huh. And it looks really ugly, and it's actually starting to be kind of a danger. And I'm trying to think, the girls and I thought we would try to do a sidewalk on our own next year.
All
next
right.
Spring.
How old are the girls?
We're all in our 40s.
All right. Oh, it's all the sisters, huh?
We try to take on little projects that we think we probably could do for a learning experience.
I just was wondering if when you said the girls, you had a couple of kids were going to help you, maybe your daughters.
Oh, no,
or something.
No. These are women. These are foolish women.
All right.
Anyway, and so what I'm wondering is, now we're planning ahead for next summer to
all
do
right.
this spring, mm-hmm. to do this, because, of course, we're in Alaska and, you know. Anyway, so I'm wondering, are we going to take those old pieces of cement out, dig everything up before we make the forms and do it all, or can we make forms around what's there, pour over?
No, if you pour over, it's going to end up smalling, because what will mm-hmm. happen is, especially in your climate, you'll get moisture between the old and the new concrete, and it'll break and it'll crack off, and you'll have to repeat the whole process next year again.
I knew you would say that.
Yeah, so you're going to have to break it out, you know, break up the old pieces and get it out. You're going to have to build the forms.
Yep.
And really, the care here in the time is to build in those forms and making sure that they are letter perfect, nice and level, that you don't pour too big of a piece, that you put dividers between the sections and have it all ready and good to go before you call the concrete truck in. And I can only imagine the look on that guy's face when he shows up with that truckload of concrete, working with big burly masons all day long, and sees you girls there ready to take the load.
and our shorts and our sunglasses. Bring it on, buddy.
You're going to make his day.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that might be the bright spot, right?
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you, guys. Hey, I listen to you all the time. You're great.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Girls taking on a concrete project there in Alaska.
And you know, when she says wearing shorts, it's probably like in March. They get so happy when the weather turns even slightly that as soon as it's like what you and I would consider freezing, Tom, they are in flip-flops and shorts, because 40 is summer.
Yeah, 3 weeks is all they get for spring and summer. It's back to winter again.
Now we've got Morris in New York, who's got a painting question. How can we help you today?
I recently had painted the walls, and after it was painted, I found that, I could see the spackle and the previous paint underneath it.
Okay.
So I was wondering what I did wrong and what I can do to remedy the situation.
So after you painted it, you noticed that you could see the spackle. So could you see it through the paint, or could
yes,
you just
through
see
through the paint, yes.
Through the paint. Okay. And what kind of paint did you use, Morris?
It was like pearl finish.
Okay, but it was not a primer, it was a wall paint.
Right.
Well,
it was white on white.
Whenever you have a problem with paint, you have to kind of go back to the beginning, and that means you need to prime the wall first. Mm-hmm. If you have a difficult surface and you're having trouble with coverage, then what you should do is prime it. We would recommend, because you've had a problem here, let's do it once and do it right, not have to do it again.
Yeah, I thought because it was white on white, I really didn't need a primer, but you're telling me I had to do it anyway.
Well, you see, it's a different quality. The primer neutralizes the surface, and it's really what makes the next coat stick. The top coat
and it has different adhesion qualities, too, so
right.
It's made to stick on anything that's already there.
Yeah, and seal what's underneath so that you get less absorption as well. So that's why it's a good idea to prime it, because you've had a problem. So I would recommend that you use an oil-based primer. You prime the entire wall, and then after it dries, you'll have to put only one coat of top paint on top of that. Use a good quality paint, and you should be able to get away with just one more coat of paint.
I also have a problem with, you know, the wood thing that they use in the past. I have like holes, bubbles coming out of the wall, and I was wondering how I can get rid of that.
You mean where there were nails or that sort of thing?
Yes, the wood,
okay.
Wood nails that they used in the past.
All right, so then what you want to do is you drive another nail next to that so that you press it into the wall, and then you spackle that and use a wall patching compound, a spackle, make it sure it dries real good, and do all this before you prime. You may have to sand it a little bit after you spackle. If it's a very deep nail hole, then do two coats. And then after it's sanded, very lightly sand it, then you prime it, again, with the oil-based primer, and you can put the top coat over that, and you'll be very happy with the results.
Okay.
All right?
Very much.
You're welcome, Morris. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Up next, a window is a potential weak point in your home that can allow moisture in. We're going to give you some tips to help keep water out, prevent leaks and mold and warping, and eventually costly structural damage to your home. Money Pit!
Dad, can you make sure there are no monsters under my bed?
Anything for you, princess.
Don't forget the dust mites in my pillow. And the pollen, spores, and bacteria in the air.
I'll cast a magic spell to make them disappear.
Dad, this isn't a fairy tale. We need an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner to trap up to 99% of the harmful particles from our air. There's even an April Air electronic air cleaner that traps viruses.
Protect your family from bacteria, viruses, and other airborne impurities with an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner. April Air, the best in indoor air comfort.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler with some great holiday gift ideas for the do-it-yourselfer on your holiday shopping list.
You know, the Home Depot gift card is the perfect gift for just about anyone. It inspires recipients to start home projects, and 9 out of 10 homeowners already shop at the Home Depot. Gift cards are available from $5 to $5,000.
And how about this? Who wouldn't love to improve their shower experience? Moen's new Inspire shower heads are easy to install and come in 3, 5, and 7 different settings. Users can choose from relaxing and invigorating sprays as well as massage settings.
And make sure that dad's or mom's tools stay sharp with the WorkSharp 3000. Its innovative air-cooled dry sharpening system is fast, easy to use, and works every time, sharpening those woodworking and shop tools with precision repeatability.
And for the person in your life that loves to save a buck, and who doesn't, give them membership to the American Homeowners Association. Members receive discounts on hundreds of home-related products and services. And check this, they get 2 great tools from Zircon just for signing up for free.
For these great ideas and more, visit MoneyPit.com.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Wouldn't it be great if you never had to worry about running out of hot water? Do you want to pay less money to heat water for your home? How about this, a $300 credit on this year's taxes? All of those things can be yours with a Rheem tankless water heater.
A Rheem tankless water heater is backed up by more than 80 years of trusted quality and a reliable reputation, and provides as much hot water as you want when you want it. You can run the dishwasher, your washing machine, and shower at the same time and still have plenty of hot water left over. And Rheem tankless water heaters qualify for a $300 federal energy efficiency tax credit through the end of 2007. So if you're in the market for a new water heater and you never want to run out of hot water again, now is a great time to go tankless.
Plenty of hot water, energy efficiency, and a $300 tax credit. What more could you want? Relax, it's Rheem. Visit smarterhotwater.com to learn more. That's smarterhotwater.com.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you just spilled a can of paint on your shag carpet, no problem. It was time to replace it anyway. But call us with other cleaning questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or home improvement dilemmas at 1-888-666-3974. Because one caller we talked to on the air this hour is going to win an extreme weather pet door from PetSafe. It comes in three sizes, so it'll handle your Chihuahua and your Doberman. It's worth up to $120.
I wonder if they're labeled that way, too. Chihuahua,
yeah, right?
Size.
It's worth up to $120. It's a great way to avoid walking Fido or Fifi on those cold winter days and still keep drafts at bay. Let the dog let himself out. If you provide a door, the dog will do all the work, and you can stay nice and toasty warm inside your house. And you're not going to waste a lot of energy at the same time. If you'd like to win it, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. It's going to go to one caller to today's program.
You know, it really is a great pet door, because if you do go for a less expensive or a less thought out model, you'll see a lot of energy leaks, drafts constantly, your heating dollars going right out the pet door. So you want to go ahead, and if you win the prize, use that. You'll be saving energy dollars. And all around your home, think about places where you could be losing those energy dollars. Drafts around windows, around doors. You know, and if you're installing new windows, one of the key things to keep in mind is the installation process. You want to make sure that the installer is giving you a waterproof seal around the entire window to guide the moisture around the window away from your home's interior. You want to keep that drywall dry. And while many people traditionally choose caulk to create a seal when you're weatherproofing, you want to try to use premium waterproof flashing. Have your installer use this, because it's going to offer a more reliable solution with greater benefits in the long run and keep everything much drier.
Absolutely. You know, most of the time that contractor's grade caulk, it's used to weatherproof around the windowsill, the header, and the jambs. But when the window expands and contracts with the weather, the caulk is going to deteriorate and eventually it'll separate from the wall. So that's why you need to use a good sort of a peel and stick window flashing like Vicor Plus, that product that Grace makes. It's very flexible. It can stretch around the odd angles that often surround a window or a door, and it definitely keeps the water out. If you want more tips on these types of flashing techniques, you could visit the website for the Grace folks at graceathome.com, or pick up the phone right now and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
Jesse in Texas has a question about showering. And Jesse, our studio folks here were saying, yes, they think you should shower.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. No, I have a 30-year home. I've had it a couple of years, and I have a master bath with a tub. It's 30 years old also, and I was wondering, what's the better selection, going with putting in a walk-in shower or trying to put in a garden tub? I have no room to blow out a wall or anywhere, anything like that.
So are you looking to gain space? Are you looking to...
No, I'm only looking for comfort and value in the home. And it's an old cast iron, a small cast iron tub.
Right. Well, a walk-in shower is going to be more accessible, certainly, especially as you age. In terms of value, it's still considered a full bath if you have a shower or a tub. Some people are going to appreciate one more than the other. But, you know, if you're going to replace an old tub with another tub, you're really going to come out in a neutral position. So I guess if it was me, I'd probably go for the shower.
Yeah, I was thinking about manufactured marble and maybe putting in extra shower heads. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem, but, you know, that's just plumbing in the wall. And I wouldn't have to move the drain or anything like that.
That's right.
No, and that adds really like a luxurious hotel spa-like experience, which really does boost the value.
Yeah, you might want to just get a shower pan. Install the pan, and then you can use whatever walls you want, whether it's marble or if it's Corian or anything else.
What do you think of ceramic tile? Pretty hard to tackle, or?
Well, that's a little more complicated now because you have to install usually a fiberglass pan or a lead pan, then you have to tile over that. So that probably doubles the complication. If you could try to stick with a standard pan, a standard fiberglass pan, then on top of that, you could put whatever walls you want.
Okay. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jesse. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
This is the Money Pit, and we make good homes better. And maybe one of those things you're considering to make your home better is replacing your water heater. Well, you might be thinking, how long is my water heater supposed to last anyway? Well, we've got all the recommendations on when to replace yours next.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Save hundreds a month on groceries, not to mention significant savings on home improvement products and services with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And hey, if you haven't visited MoneyPit.com lately, you're probably missing out on this great feature that we've got there called Cool Products. It's under the Repair and Improve section. And what's really cool, and I know Tom and I were kind of lucky because the jobs that we have, manufacturers send us all their new stuff all the time. So we can try it out and get all of the reports and the reviews straight to you in this Cool Products section. So click on it today and learn about that new item or tool or something you've been dreaming about and find out if it's worth spending the dough on.
Sometimes we get really cool stuff like circular saws and drills, but sometimes we get like forms for concrete.
Exactly. And some of these are enormous.
Yeah, big box. Somebody sent me a concrete form. Oh, that's great.
You're like, awesome, a table saw. Oh, wait, this is some sort of concrete form for a lamppost.
And we turn it upside down, add a plywood top to it, and create a dining table.
You know, while you're snooping around MoneyPit.com, if you don't feel like picking up the phone to ask us a question live on air, you can shoot us an email, and all you have to do is click on the Ask Tom and Leslie icon, and you will get an email right to us, which we will answer live on air like we are doing now. We've got one here, from a husband and wife team, John and Janice in Petoskey, Michigan, who write, "We need to replace our 28-year-old gas boiler and water heater. Our heating man has the Weil McLean brand. He recommends the Boilermate water heater connects to the boiler," he said. "He has three choices or prices. Each gives higher energy savings. Should we choose the most expensive? Will it pay for itself in energy savings in 5 years? That's what he tells us. Or should we take the cheapest one? We only have a small townhouse."
Well, return on investment is really what this all comes down to, John and Janice. First of all, the boiler mate that he's talking about is basically an attachment to the boiler where you take some heating water from the boiler and you circle it through a coil. And then you have the domestic water sort of rolls on the outside of that. It's sort of an extension of what's known as the tankless coil, which is where the heating for the domestic hot water is actually built into the boiler. So this is an add-on to that. And the thing is, it's about the same size as a water heater, so it's not saving you much in the space department. In terms of efficiency, it's been my experience that using your boiler to heat hot water is probably not the most efficient way to do this, because you have to fire up the entire boiler to deliver hot water. Probably a better option, if you have to replace your water heater, and I'm assuming that it is worn out at this time, is to use what's called a tankless water heater. And this is an on-demand system where the actual water heater is much, much smaller, and it only heats water when you actually need it. Rheem makes an excellent one. You could check them out at rheemtankless.com. That's R-H-E-E-M tankless.com. And they are a sponsor of this show. And we appreciate that, because the product is fabulous. It really does deliver an unlimited amount of hot water when you need it. Now, tankless water heaters do cost a bit more, but they do give you a good return on investment. And in terms of the time frame, difficult to say, because there's a lot of other factors involved. But if you think you're going to be there within the next 5 to 10 year period, then I would say you probably will get the best ROI on that investment.
And, you know, another cool feature is that it has a digital control, which you can sort of operate by remote to dial up or dial down the temperature of the water. So if you've got visitors or small children in the house or an elderly relative and you're concerned about them scalding themselves, dial down that temperature for when they're using it. You don't have to worry about a thing.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. The show continues online at MoneyPit.com, where you can download our free podcast. Over 200,000 folks do that every single month, and we're so happy to be a part of your radio and your earbud listening experience any time of the day or night. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone. 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-